Okay, back to Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, we learned yesterday that the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles is a very, very important mitzvah, to the extent that the Gemara says if somebody doesn't have money, let's say, to buy candles, they even have to sell their clothing to buy at least the minimal amount, which is one candle per night. So it's a very important mitzvah. Now, Chanukah is a very unique mitzvah, the candle lighting, because we find many times in halacha, the halacha itself, and then we find what's called mahadrin, when you want to do the mitzvah in a more preferred way. Chanukah is the only mitzvah we find what's called mahadrin mina mahadrin, the best of the best, which means like this. Halachically, what's the mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles? The Gemara says, one candle per household each night. That means you have 10 people in the house, the first night you light one candle, second night one candle, third night one candle, eighth night one candle. Mahadrin, you want to do it even better? So the Gemara says, then every person in the house lights one candle each night. So if you have, let's say, 10 people in the house, the first night you're lighting 10 candles, second night 10 candles, third night 10 candles, fourth night 10 candles, and so on. Then the Gemara says, Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, if you want to do it the best of the best. So then the Gemara brings on an argument between Bishamay and Beis Hillel. Bishamay says, the first night you light 8, then 7, then 6, then 5, the last night you light 1. Beis Hillel says, no, the first night you light 1, second night 2, third night 3, until you come to the 8th night that you light 8. And here you have a very interesting, we mentioned this every year, but it's a very interesting thing that Poskim write, that here the Ashkenazim do like the Sfardim, and the Sfardim do like the Ashkenazim. Which means like this, when the Gemara says, there's a thing like this, one candle per household per night, that's the din. Better is every person in the house lights a candle, one per night. Now when the Gemara says, Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, 1, 2, 3. Does that mean every person in the house lights 1, 2, 3? Or only one candle in the house, but now you light 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? That one menorah per household, but you add candles every night. So it's interesting. Taisus, who's Ashkenazic, Taisus holds that only one menorah per household. That means when the Gemara said Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, it was going on the actual din itself of one candle per household per night. So the Taisa says what the Gemara means is the first night you light one candle, second night two candles, third night three candles, but only one per household. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that no, everybody in the house lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's interesting. The Rambam was Sfardi, and Taisus Ashkenazi. So the custom is that the Ashkenazim do like the Rambam, that every person likes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And the Ashkenazim do like the Sfardim do like Taisus, that say only one candle per household.
Every adult.
We'll come into that in a second. Now, women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Why are they obligated in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Because, as the Gemara says, Afein Hayu Baisi Anes, they're also part of the miracle of Chanukah. Not only that, the story of Yehudis, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, she killed the Greek general, and that caused the Jews to win the war. So therefore, the din is women are obligated in their Chanukah. The custom, though, is that if there's a male person in the house lighting the candles, then the woman doesn't light. She's Yaitze from the male person in the house that's lighting the candles. But what happens if a woman lives alone? She has to light Chanukah candles.
A few women alone,
they can either have one lighting for everybody and be made to one another, or they can each light separately. It doesn't matter. Either way. Now, what happens in this din, so to speak? Okay, 1 second. If a woman leaves alone. Now, boys start lighting from the age of chinuch, which is like 6 or 7. Boys should already start lighting the Chanukah menorah. The minig in Chabad is girls don't like the Chanukah menorah. They light Shabbos candles, but they don't light the Chanukah menorah. That's the minig in Lubavitch. Now, what happens if you have a guest in your... Well, now, let me explain a very practical, important din, and this is a very important din. You have to light candles in the place where you're going to be sleeping that night. Okay, so let's say tonight's Monday night of Chanukah, let's say, and you're inviting me to dinner. So some people say, okay, I'll light in your house. I'm coming to you for dinner. I'll light the menorah in your house. That's not good because you're going home to sleep. And you have to light the menorah where you're going to be sleeping. So you either have to light before you go to their house, and we'll learn the times, the earliest and the latest times you can light. You could either do it then, before or after, but then you're not allowed to really eat before Chanukah lights. So if you have somebody reminding you to daven ma'ariv and light Chanukah candles, then you would be allowed to. But basically, you can't be yetzer unless if it's a place where you're going to be sleeping overnight. Now, what happens if somebody is in a house over Shabbos? That's the Poskim discuss. You're in a house over Shabbos, you moved in for Shabbos, and Saturday night you're going home. So according to many opinions, if you want, you can light in the house where you were Shabbos, because you were there Friday night. Or you can wait until you go home. If you go home right after Shabbos, then you can light candles in your home. Either one is good. But you can't light candles in a house where you're not going to be sleeping. What? And what happens if you fall asleep and don't hear the alarm? You need a person to remind you to light Chanukah candles, and it's not preferred, it's a heter, by the way. It's a heter that if somebody reminds you to light Chanukah candles, then you would be allowed to eat or drink before Chanukah candles. Huh? If you go yam esoi bochum for what? As far as what? No. You can have a snack, you can't eat a meal. You can't wash it, you can have a kibbutz of mezainis, you can have fruits, you can have other things. But the best thing is to have somebody remind you to ben shlicht.
Less than a
kibbutz. Huh?
Less than a
kibbutz is fine.
You can't have donuts.
No, you can't have donuts, sorry. To remind you? And what happens if the alarm clock doesn't work? Or you're not in the room where the phone is, where your phone is. I don't know, the Poskim write, contemporary Poskim write, but the evidence is good, but the halacha says you have to have a person reminding you. It's not Kabbalah, it's just that you shouldn't forget to do it. Okay, now, it's very interesting. Halachically, you know, they have today very artistic menorahs. And they have them, you know, in different shapes and sizes. And then the candles are not on one equal row. And they have ups and downs and all that. So the din is, the actual candles must be on the same row. In other words, you can't have one higher, one lower. They have to be on the same row. The minig is, the shamis is even higher. The shamis you put higher. The main thing is that the shamash should not be misunderstood as mistaken that it's one of the candles. Because then on the third night, you'll think it's the fourth night. So the shamash is higher. There's even a very interesting hint to it. The Poskim bring down, Matamashim brings down. There's a hint to it in the Pasik. There's a Pasik in the Vim that says, in Yecheskel, that says, Srafim Eimdim Mimaloi. The Srafim stand above the Ifanim, whatever it is. So it says, Loi is Lamed Vov. The amount of candles you light on Chanukah, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5, yeah, equals 36. The reason why the box of candles has 44, because you have a Shamus also. But the actual Menorah itself, how many candles do you light in the Menorah over Chanukah? You light 36. Srafim means the Srefa, the one that you're using to light the others. stands above the 36. So that, but halachically, as long as it's separate, that you can tell that it's not actually one of the candles that you yaitza with that night, then it's fine. The Malachim are called Serafim because they burn, yeah. Yeah. They burn up in their enthusiasm to Hashem. No, really, that's why they're called Serafim. Okay, now, the best thing to use is or olive oil, because that's what was used in the Beis Hamikdash. If you don't have olive oil, you can have candles. The custom in our place, in our circles, is that we use oil. The Shamis, though, we use beeswax candles. Not regular candles, but beeswax candles. Now, you have to be very careful, when, especially when it comes to Friday night. The candles have to burn until at least a half an hour after nightfall. That means, let's say, for argument's sake, nightfall is 6 o'clock, and you light the candles 6:05, they have to burn for half an hour. What happens if you lit the candles 5 o'clock? No, it's good, but they have to burn to 6:30. It has to be big enough to long, or the oil has to be long enough to burn at least a half an hour. Even if you light later, it has to burn a half an hour minimum from the time you light. Our custom is 50 minutes, but at least it has to be a half an hour. But if you light the candles at 5 o'clock and 6:30 is a half an hour after nightfall, so then it has to burn to 6:30. Now, what's the earliest somebody is allowed to light Hanukkah candles? So then it's called Plaga Mincha. We already learned Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter of halachic hours before sundown. Okay? So, just to give you an example, today Plaga Mincha would be Plaga Mincha would be no, this is way off.
1701.
No. This candle, this place says
501.
No.
Today,
not Plaga Mincha, can be. It's around 3:30, according to 4. I don't know, this is the thing that is.
3:42.
Huh? 3:42, it's between, it fluctuates. So let's say you want to light the menorah. The earliest you're allowed to light the Hanukkah menorah would be 3:42. But today, sundown is, wait a second. Sundown today is 4:45. So you have to figure a half an hour at least to nightfall, which is 5:15. And half an hour after that would be 5:45. That means you can light the candles at 3:42, but they would have to burn until 5:45. That means they have to burn over 2 hours to be yaitza the mitzvah. Now, the regular candles that you buy in the box, especially when they're a lot together, they don't burn. They barely burn a half an hour. Huh? The shaila is in halacha, which is not for now, is a shazmani, it's a half an hour. Is a chotish shazmani or not? So it could be a 25-minute half hour. But Lebel, when you have for Friday night, for sure it's not enough. Because Friday night, you have to light before Shabbos candles. Because once you light Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos. Right? So you have to light before Shabbos candles. So let's say Shabbos Hanukkah is, okay, it's, is going to be 4:30, so you have to light the candles 4:30 or 4:25. They have to burn till 5:45. So the regular box candles are no good. So what the best thing is to do, by the way, if you're using regular candles, you're not using olive oil, the best thing to do for Shabbos Hanukkah is to take the Shabbos candles or even tea lights. If you're using candles instead of oil, for Friday night, you should take, let's say it's the sixth night, I don't know, whatever. Take 6 tea lights, because they burn for 4 hours, and then you don't have a problem. But if you can use the regular Hanukkah candles that come in a box, it's not going to do anything. You're not going to be yaitzah the mitzvah. Huh? You need one to be a little higher. But the Yevet, if you don't have a Shabbos at all, you Yetzer. Again, if somebody's using oil or candles, they can take tea lights. Shabbos doesn't need to last that long. The Shabbos basically is in case we're benefiting from the candles. It should be considered as if we're benefiting from the Shabbos, not from the candles.
But it doesn't need to last.
Huh? It doesn't need to last the proper zman. What? Maybe, maybe no. It's not the same. It's not the same. According to certain poskim, it could be shazmanius. Not everybody says that. It could be shazmanius. It makes sense that it should be shazmanius, but lav dafka. Okay, anyway, so the earliest you can light candles is plaga mincha. What's the latest you can light candles? So, ideally, you have to light it as soon as possible after nightfall. Because again, you can't do anything until you light Hanukkah candles. And also, it's for the people inside the house. The latest you're allowed to light Hanukkah candles with the Eved is as long as somebody's up in the house. As long as somebody's up, let's say you come home 12 o'clock. Somebody called me today. They're going to a wedding on Hanukkah, the husband and wife, and the son is going to be home, stay home, and he's going to light candles. But they're going to come home like 1:30 at night. They have to drive to a wedding, come home in the middle of Hanukkah 1:30. So they said, what should we do with Hanukkah menorah? So they said, listen, you're coming home 1:30, you're both up. So then, apidin, you can make a brach on the candles. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that what happens if you come home late, your whole family is home. And you come home late and everybody's sleeping. So it says in Halacha, it's best to wake somebody up, a few people up, that you should be able to make a bracha. But what happens if somebody lives alone? There's nobody to wake up. So as long as he's home and he's up, he can light the candles because he's the only one home and it's for his Pesumin Nisa. But generally speaking, you should try to light. But again, they wouldn't be able to light in the hall of the wedding. Even if they bring their own candles. They wouldn't be able to light in the hall of the wedding because they're not sleeping there. What? So that's a whole discussion. I was going to leave it for tomorrow because it's a longer discussion. Because where do you light the candles? Do you light it by a window? Do you light it by the doorway? In the time of the Gemara, they lit it al Pesach Beisim Mibachutz, which means, according to the Rashi and the Poskim that write, in the olden days they had like this, they had houses. Then they had a big courtyard, like 10 houses open to a courtyard, right? And then there was a door to the courtyard that opened to the street, right? That was a European, you still find something. So, but the Gemara says, Pesach Beisim Mibachutz doesn't mean the door of your house to the courtyard. The Gemara meant the doorway of the courtyard to the street is where you should light it, that the people in the street should see the menorah. Then the Gemara speaks about what happened when it became dangerous, so on and so forth. The Gemara says, Menicha Shulchan Evedai, you can put it on your table, it's enough. So we'll learn, Kabbalistically, we don't light it in the windows. Many people do. Many people have a minik to light in the windows. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow night we'll discuss why we light it in the doorway rather than the window. And in addition to that, why you're not allowed to be Yetzer candles with electricity. Electric candles, you're not allowed to make a bracha on electric candles for Hanukkah because you're mamish not yetzer. To be continued.